Welcome to the Rested Reflexologist podcast. I'm Alison Belsom, director and tutor at Y Reflexology Academy, reflexologist and yoga teacher at Sunfish Yoga and Therapy. Today's episode is all about how much rest we need. In considering how much rest we need as reflexologists, the most important thing to remember is that we are all different. And so our need for rest will be different. The amount of rest that I need is going to be different from the amount of rest that you need, even though we may both spend our days treating people with reflexology, other therapies perhaps. We lead similar lives, but our lives will not be exactly the same. We'll have different demands on our time. As well as being different individuals, as an individual, our need for rest will change from week to week, from day to day, and certainly over our lifetimes. As we age, our energy levels change, and in response to that, we may find we need more sleep and more rest than we did when we were younger. I know that I certainly do. Another thing that can really influence our need for rest is times when we have been unwell. It's become really unfashionable to take the amount of time that we need to recover from illness. There used to be a lovely term, recuperation, which everyone was advised to do. Take that time to get fully well before returning to work or to school. And that's something that's become really unfashionable in the mainstream these days. We tend to feel, or can be made to feel, that we should rush back to work as soon as humanly possible. As reflexologists, we'll often advise our clients to take that time out for themselves. But how often have you rushed back to work because you feel guilty at letting people down? Another thing that can really increase our need for rest is when we're coping with a stressful situation. Stress is incredibly draining. I'm sure you've had periods of your life where you've noticed extreme tiredness and exhaustion after dealing with stress. I say after, sometimes during that stressful situation, but very often we keep going on that stress. We thrive temporarily on the adrenaline coursing through our bodies. We feel sharper mentally, but afterwards comes the fall. If we don't take time out when we really need it, being kind to ourselves when things get hard and demanding, then eventually we will crash. So it's much better for us in the long run, and much better for those around us, if we allow ourselves to take time out and to cope better in the long run for that rest. Another aspect of this is when we have had to deal with ongoing stress or a particularly stressful experience, whether that was a short experience or a longer term one. We may build up trauma in our bodies. And trauma, or the release of trauma, can be incredibly tiring. And we will require far more rest than normal while we come to terms with and process those experiences. So do be kind to yourself if this is something that you're experiencing. And so I would encourage you to regularly tune in to your body, to your mind, to gauge your energy levels and whether you are receiving enough rest. For very many of us, that's going to very often be a no. And so I would suggest that you start by working out a sensible way to build in more rest. Perhaps grabbing your notebook and a pen or pencil and start by working out how many appointments you can comfortably manage per day. If you're currently doing too many appointments, perhaps working through your lunch break, not having time to make yourself a nice cup of tea, regularly working longer hours than you intended to do, then have a think about what is comfortably manageable and can you move towards that? Once you've worked out your optimal number of appointments per day, then the next step is to think about how many days per week you want to work. And moving on from that, how many weeks per year? Now you might be sitting there thinking, well, that's all very well, but I've got to earn this much money to pay all my bills. And I totally get that. But is there any wriggle room in your pricing that could make it achievable to whittle down the number of appointments you're offering just by one or two per week to create a little bit of time for yourself? Well worth thinking about. Another thing to consider is those antisocial hours. Yes, we could all be busy every evening and weekend, and that's fine if you want to work all your evenings and weekends. But if your need for rest changes and that is draining more than it's helpful for you, then be prepared to notice and adjust as necessary. So I really encourage every reflexologist, however much you love what you do, to really factor in those other aspects of your life you want to make space for, which could be literal rest, the rest that we think of, time just for ourselves to relax, to to restore our energy, but it could also be other forms of rest, spending time with family and friends, time for something like going to the cinema or the theatre. Whatever you find recharges your batteries. Perhaps each year, at the least, you could review your working hours and that balance between your work and your play. Maybe you'd need to do that more than once a year, or perhaps you are someone who would value a more ad hoc approach. Whenever you notice something's not quite right, then you take the steps to put that right. And the most important thing to do is to remember to listen to your own body and mind. It is, after all, what we would advise all our clients to do.